was taken sick, or mm-hmm. took sick, mm-hmm. Came down with it.
Yeah. If you got overheated and chilled and your eyes and nose started running, you'd say he...
exhausted and...
Well, this disease that he has, he's... You know, his head is all stopped up, he's...
Chills and fever, or cold, or...
Okay, well, talking about a cold, you say, would you say caught cold or took cold, or...
Caught cold, probably, yes.
All right. If it affected his voice so that it got very low, which mine is doing from talking so much, yes. You'd say he got very...
Very hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And if he went... that's a...
Cough.
And if you'd been up late the night before, you might say, I'd better go to bed, I'm feeling a little bit...
Sleepy.
Mm-hmm. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, I will...
Awake.
All right.
I will get up.
He's still sleeping, so you'd better go...
Awaken him.
Mm-hmm. If the medicine is still by his bedside, you ask, why haven't you...
Taken a dose.
He says, I blank some yesterday.
I took some yesterday.
And I will...
Take some again.
Mm-hmm. If he can't hear anything at all, he's stone...
Deaf.
And you've been working hard, you might take off your wet shirt and say, look how much I have...
Sweat, perspired.
Mm-hmm. A discharging sore that comes to a head is a...
A boil.
Do you know an older word for that?
Yes, because they used to have to lance, There's a word for it, I can't think.
And we call it a rising?
A rising, and there's still another word.
Mm. Carbuncle?
Well, a carbuncle is a form of a boil.
Mm-hmm, but that's
it
still...
has to be lanced.
That's still not what you're after?
Can't think of what I'm thinking of.
I don't know what that would be. Well, the stuff that drains out of the boil is what?
Is the pus.
Okay. And if a bee stung you, your hand might...
Swell.
And it's still pretty badly...
Swollen.
And yesterday my hand...
Swole up.
Okay. And what's in a blister, the liquid?
Water.
Mm-hmm. And if in a war you got shot, you'd say you had a bullet...
Wound.
Mm-hmm. And do you know a name for a kind of skinless growth around a wound when it doesn't heal right and it has to be cut out?
I've heard of that, but I can't think of the word.
Some kind of flesh?
Dead flesh.
Do you know proud flesh?
Proud flesh, that's right.
All right. And a medicine that you might put on a cut that stings, it's brown, not mercurochrome or methylate, but...
Iodine.
Mm-hmm. And what did they give as a tonic for malaria?
Salt and molasses.
Well, this starts with a Q.
Quinine.
Mm-hmm. And if a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say he...
Expired.
Okay, any other way of saying that?
Didn't make it.
Okay. Any joking terms for that? That old skin flint finally...
Finally passed away, finally died.
All right. And he's been dead a week and they haven't yet figured out what he...
Died of.
Mm-hmm. And if it was just an average day and I asked you how you felt, you'd say...
Very well, or fairly well.
All right. If somebody's troubled, you might say, it'll come out all right, just don't...
Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. The disease of the joints is called...
Arthritis.
Or is there an older name for that? Got a touch of...
Gout. No, that would be in the leg, foot.
Yeah. From eating too much, I think.
Yes, that's right, yes. I'm not sure what word you want on that.
Oh, do you know rheumatism? Is that the same?
Rheumatism, yeah, that's old-fashioned.
Is it the same thing as arthritis?
Same thing as arthritis today.
What is a very sore throat that children used to get would make them choke and sometimes they'd die?
Strep throat.
Well, I think it's even worse than that. You get a shot for it now. They used to give the Schick test to see if you had it.
I thought strep was about as bad as you could get.
This is dip.